lovely night for a walk.
It sure is. Listen.
Are those frogs?
Yep.
Wow, it sounds like there's a million of them. I wonder why we describe the sound a frog makes as ribbit. I've never heard a frog actually say ribbit.
Of course not. There are hundreds of different kinds of frogs, and they each make their own unique sound.
How do they do it?
It's not so different from how humans make sound. Frogs make air rush over their vocal cords, and when the cords vibrate, they produce sound.
Well, why is it so loud?
That's because frogs have pouches of skin called vocal sacs under their chins. After air passes over the frog's vocal cords, it goes into the vocal sac, which helps project the sound.
Is that why you sometimes see frogs with those huge bubbles jutting out under their chins?
Exactly. Frogs have their own built-in amplifiers.
So why do they croak so much?
Just like most people, they're looking for love.
You mean...
Frog croaks are mating calls. It's usually the male frog that sends out the call.
How do the female frogs tell which croak belongs to which frog? It sounds pretty confusing.
The frog ear, or tympanum, is specially shaped to amplify croaks from their own species and mute calls from other kinds of frogs. And if they like what they hear, they find the croaker and make some tadpoles.
That one sounds desperate.
Come on, let's give them some privacy.
This moment of science came from Indiana University with underwriting from the Office of the Chancellor.
Today's program was prepared by Jeremy Shear with help from Craig Nelson in biology.
Our website contains hundreds more moments of science, so check it out at amos.indiana.edu. For a moment of science, I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.